Technology is shaping the way we live, learn, work, and connect with the world. But as the digital future unfolds, an important question remains. Are girls being encouraged, equipped, and inspired to see themselves in that future? Today on Vital Voices, we're talking about Girls in ICT Day 2026, why it matters, why IRCA continues to champion it year after year, and what students can expect from this year's event. My guests today are Sophia Walker, owner and founder of Aphos Design and Consulting, and also a Girls in ICT Day committee member, and Tamandra Cooper, Consumer Relations Officer at the Utilities Regulation and Competition Authority, and the Girls in ICT Day committee lead. We'll be discussing the global origins of Girls in ICT Day, the purpose of the event, the support that helps make it possible, and how this initiative can open doors for the next generation of innovators, creators, and leaders.
Vital Voices is a production of Tag Studios and is proudly brought to you each week by our sponsor, Wellspring Lifestyle Group, where you can find freedom and transformation through whole person health.
Vital Voices.
Welcome to Vital Voices, the podcast where we amplify the stories, insights, and expertise of the people shaping the future of our communities, our conversations, and our country. I'm your host, Alexis Burrows. Thank you for joining us. Today, we're focusing on an initiative that sits at the intersection of education, empowerment, innovation, and opportunity, Girls in ICT Day 2026. As technology continues to shape nearly every aspect of modern life, events like this serve as an important reminder that girls must not only be included in the digital future, but empowered to help shape it. Joining from this conversation are Sophia Walker and Tamandra Cooper, both committee members, Tamandra being the lead for Girls in ICT Day. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
So, Girls in ICT Day, for people who are listening and may not have heard of this day before, who may be just hearing about it for the first time, what is Girls in ICT Day?
So, International Girls in ICT Day has been designated by the International Telecommunications Union to be recognized on the fourth Thursday of every April. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of the day is to introduce young girls and women into careers in the STEM areas where women are generally underrepresented.
Mm-hmm. So can you walk us through the origin of Girls in ICT Day and how this initiative began?
How it began here in the Bahamas?
Yeah, let's do it here in the Bahamas.
Okay, so initially it would have started back in 2015, is it, Sophia? Mm-hmm. 2015, when IRCA, along with its major licensees, at that time it would have been REV and
PTC.
Mm-hmm. And they came up with the idea that it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Why not let us do this here in the Bahamas as well? So that's how it got started here locally.
Mm-hmm.
The ITU, however, has been recognizing International Girls in ICT Day since 2011.
Okay. All right, so we were four years late to the party. So why do you think it's important for the global community to create a day specifically focused on girls and ICT?
You know, I remember when I first was a part of the committee, it was such an enlightening event. And I think that for me, as the first female director of IT at Cable Bahamas at the time, mm-hmm. I found it to be a very extraordinary experience for me to be able to speak to these young women about being a part of the ICT space, what they can do in that space, and how they can position themselves to be leaders in that space. And so I think globally, we would be able to, here in the Bahamas, be able to showcase our own talent and be able to empower the young women to say, you know, we can compete in our space, but we can also compete globally. And I think by having these types of events and showcasing the different careers, the different aspects of ICT that these young girls can venture into, I think that's very important for us as a country, but also to solidify our place on the map globally.
Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to age you, but obviously being the first female director of IT mm-hmm. in a company like Cable Bahamas mm-hmm. Goes to the point of, you know, at that time, this wasn't necessarily a field that was dominated by women in any way. I know for me, like my brother's been in IT from I was in high school. And all of the people that I knew at the time coming up in high school that were in IT that were like, it's why it's called an IT guy, right? Because mm-hmm. that's predominantly what the field has been. And I know this particular event has been championing, encouraging and empowering women and young girls to get into those fields. because it's open to everyone, right? So it's interesting to hear that perspective, obviously, of where you kind of come from your own career path and being in that space at a time when it was definitely way more male dominated back then, even more so than it may be now. Why do you think this observance still matters so much in 2026? Because somebody listening may be like, but aren't there a lot of women in tech now? Do we still need to be doing something like this? Why does it still matter?
I would say that it still matters because ultimately, women don't necessarily look at IT as the first career choice. Mm. I think in a lot of cases, we kind of happen into that area. And if we want to stay in that area, we continue to grow. But I don't think that necessarily still in 2026, it is a first choice or the first thought for young women. And I think we'd like to change that as much as possible. I think we've done a lot of work being women in these industries to be able to move higher than we were able to move before. But I think still we want to see more young women gravitate toward the arena naturally, as opposed to just kind of happening to fall into that arena and then saying, oh, you know, I love this. Let me pursue it a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So I think that is what we want to bring, the awareness of what you can do. So that is something that is top of mind to young women so that they actually work toward that, as opposed to trying to catch up in that industry because they kind of came to it late or they just happened to jump into it.
Right. I think the interesting thing there too is IT has permeated so much of everyday work. So even if you think about it, like, again, going back to when I was in high school, IT had a very specific and niche space. It was basically you were in systems or you were in like troubleshooting. So you were doing like, okay, you know, the printer's not working, that sort of stuff. Or you were doing like system development. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of the two main areas. And that's where everybody who was in IT kind of sat. But now IT kind of sits at the center of almost every career. So whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, no matter what space you're in, there is an IT component. And so you're finding a lot more spaces that you can filter into in IT where it's like, okay, well, I'm interested in healthcare, but I'm also interested in technology. And so how do I find the path that takes me in that direction from being a high school student? Because obviously that is what the event caters to. You know, looking again at how, because obviously IRCA and its licensees have been working and putting on this event now. I think this is going to be the 11th or 12th year. The 11th year based on starting in 2015, you know, how does what IRCA does here connect to the larger movement around girls in ICT Day? Because I know the ITU has a number of events and there are other partners and industry players in the local, here locally in the region and across the world. How do we connect to that larger environment?
I think in a case like that, it speaks to what Sophia mentioned earlier about young women having the opportunity mm-hmm. to intentionally focus on these IT careers or STEM careers and grow from it, not just by happenstance mm-hmm. stumble on a career and then now have to catch up per se.
Right.
So it gives you the opportunity to say, okay, women are in these spaces. This is something that I, as a high school student, I don't have to think about whether or not it's something that is acceptable, somewhere mm-hmm. that I can actually grow and learn.
And if I may add to that, you know, I remember, I think at the last Girls in ICT Day, we had a young lady from, I think it was the police force or the defense force, and she was responsible for drone technology. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, those are the things that young women don't necessarily see themselves going into because they don't necessarily see women performing in those roles. And so I think that is one of the best outcomes of this event, which is we get to see women in different roles that we may not have even thought about before.
Right.
And I have never seen a young woman doing drone technology. I know that they do it, but it was amazing to see it mm-hmm. firsthand. Yeah. So I think that's one of the best things.
Especially one so young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think she was 23 last mm-hmm. year when
oh,
she was
wow.
doing
it. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, IRCA as the regulator, because I know sometimes I look at it, I'm like, okay, so IRCA is the regulator in this space, but why does IRCA see fit to put on this event, you know, year after year? It's been 11 years now. Why do you think IRCA looks as if it's something that they should take part in and be championing in this way?
When you think about it, IRCA regulates the electronic communication sector,
mm-hmm.
and that is stem all through and through. Mm-hmm. So the idea that IRCA facilitates, encourage young women especially to get into these areas,
mm-hmm.
it only makes sense. Like you mentioned earlier, everything we're doing right now has some aspect of STEM in it. A few years ago, HR was predominantly females. And so it wasn't looked at as an IT career at mm-hmm. all. Now we have women who are in human resources, information systems.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is STEM is here.
Yeah.
In every aspect of our lives.
Yeah. The HRIS space is a very interesting one because I find that so many companies now are, you know, broadening what they're able to do within the HR space by looping in technology into it. So I know there are companies that use that to manage from the simplest things like, you know, getting a job letter on and putting in for time off, as far and as deep as your performance evaluations and the history of that over your lifetime with a company. And so all of these things, when you put it into that technical space and it's something that you can manage from, it makes it a lot easier. And that's kind
considerably.
Of, that's where the technology kind of comes in. And that's why everybody is leaning into it, because it makes your everyday work a lot easier and it gives you a lot more depth that you can do with less time involved and engaged in it.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Have you been searching for healing, but still feeling stuck? Maybe it's stress, fatigue, long COVID symptoms, fibroids, high blood pressure, or perhaps a condition no one can fully explain. At Wellspring Lifestyle Group, we believe healing is body, soul, and spirit, with Christ at the center and practical evidence-based steps you can actually follow. Our approach is grounded in faith, backed by science and fueled by testimony. Start your journey to freedom today with the free Thrive 360 Holistic Wellness Checkup at wellspringlifestylegroup.com. In minutes, you'll get a head start on your journey. Wellspring Lifestyle Group, freedom and transformation through whole person health.
Significant cultural moments, icons, and more importantly, stories are being lost as the world beams into the future. The identity of a nation and progress are not mutually exclusive. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to tell the stories that are being forgotten through augmented reality. Create an AR trigger that brings a local landmark, cultural object, or historical event to life. When someone looks at a photo or location through their phone, digital information like text, 3D art, or video should appear. This mission will make you a digital guardian of Bahamian heritage. Resources are accessible through the Girls in ICT Day 242 Facebook page and contact Agent Cooper at 242-396-5204 for more information. Winners will be announced on April 23rd at the official Girls in ICT Day event. Good luck.
Girls in ICT Day 242 is sponsored by Alive, BPL, Focal, the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training, REV and ZNS, and is proudly presented by IRCA and the International Telecommunications Union.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
You know, what does IRCA hope this event communicates to young girls, schools, and the wider public about the future of technology, specifically in the Bahamas?
That you matter.
Mm-hmm.
You are capable. The opportunities are there. Don't not step up to the plate, especially when it comes to the STEM areas.
Mm-hmm.
Females are needed in those spaces. So this event is about bringing awareness
mm-hmm.
and encouragement to these young ladies to let them know, hey, there's a female doing this.
Right.
You can do this.
Yeah. And there are more and more females in these spaces.
Yes.
So you get, because I think it's important, you know, that people are able to see themselves in a space, because not everyone is going to have that, that spirit of, you know, I'm going to be the first. You have people who are like that. But then I think you have a lot of people that's like, okay, if I can see that there's somebody who looks like me, sounds like me, you know, in any way, shape, or form that's in an area like that, you know, it gives me that encouragement to keep pushing. And it also gives me access to someone who can be a mentor.
Yes.
And I know that's a part of the engagement that happens at Girls in ICT Day as well, is that these young women get to connect with people, you know, like Sophia, who have been in the industry and who is a pioneer in that way, to get guidance, to get direction, to get assistance, like, how do I navigate this space to get where you are? And I think that's a part of why it's important as well. You know, when we talk about girls in ICT, what challenges or gaps are we really trying to address?
I think ultimately what we want to make sure the young women understand is ICT is not just about perhaps fixing computers.
Mm-hmm.
It is about so many different areas that you can venture into. The big trend right now, of course, is AI. The big thing at one point was coding and development. Mm-hmm. You know, there are so many different aspects of ICT that you can venture into for so many different things, you know, even the use of AI. So you don't have to become an AI guru, but you can be the person who perhaps consults with companies to say, what can AI do for you?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of different ways that you can go into the ICT space and utilize technology in a way that it can be personal to you. You know, you can create a company for yourself where you provide these services to other persons, or you can just become an expert in a field. So it's really to be able to say, you know, ICT is not just about fixing computers or just being a coder anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about understanding what the different areas of the ICT space are and figuring out what you like to do, and figure out how to make a career out of that and to provide those services to others.
Mm-hmm. Why is representation such an important part of this conversation? Because I know that's something that has been a part of Girls in ICT Day and the approach for a long time. Why does that matter? And why is that important?
Representation by the sponsors, the vendors?
Representation of women in the ICT space.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, when I was director of IT, it was obviously a more male-dominated arena. And I think in some ways that's good. And in some ways it could become a hindrance. And the reason I say that is because it's good if you want to be challenged and mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you know how to step up to the plate and make sure your voice is heard. And in some cases it's a hindrance because others look and say, oh, you know, it's only guys. I don't want to jump into that. I don't even want to get into that. And they see it as a barrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to me, I think that getting more women into the space and certainly out front, being on shows, being guests as panelists, being showcasing what they do
mm-hmm.
and how they do it and encouraging young women to do it. I think that's very important because I think a lot of young women may have interest,
mm-hmm.
but they don't necessarily know how they can do it, whether they can do it. They don't have the confidence level. So I think the biggest thing for women in this space is to be able to represent to younger women that you can be here too.
Right. And what would you say to a student who enjoys technology but doesn't necessarily see herself as a tech person?
Yes. And I, you know, that whole tech stigma, I shouldn't call it a stigma, but I think people really associate the word tech with maybe hardware-based things
mm-hmm.
or male-dominated arenas or something that is, you know, a lot of heavy lifting.
Yep.
And it really doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much of technology that is just software-based, that is critical thinking-based.
Mm-hmm.
It is more using your skill set in terms of and your knowledge to be able to figure out how to provide outcomes and solutions.
Yeah.
That's what it really is about. You know, it's not just about the tools and becoming experts in the tools.
Mm-hmm.
It is really about knowing how to use the tools, knowing how to create solutions for everyone around you.
Yeah.
And I think that is the biggest thing that we need to kind of overcome.
Yeah, like I said, I know for me, you know, my brother used to pick me up from school and he would have a client where you have to go and he's pulling wires
mm-hmm.
and he's, you know, he's doing the Cat 5 cables.
Yes, yes.
And like I said, he worked mm-hmm. for a company that had a number of different locations and you're getting that phone call at 12 a.m. Hey, we're trying to print the nightly reports it's not printing,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is a part of why it felt so male dominated as well,
yes.
because mm-hmm. you don't necessarily think of women getting out of bed at midnight to go to
jumping on the red eye to Grand Bahama to,
right.
you know, yep, network down and yep, been there.
Mm-hmm. You know the stories,
mm-hmm.
Because obviously you lived it, but that's the thing. So, you know, that is still a part of it. But like, I think going back to the earlier conversation, it's so much broader now and there's so many different elements to it that you don't necessarily have to look at just the pulling cables and, correct, you know, clipping Cat 5s and things, correct, like that, the way it would have been back in the day, because that was such a dominant part of it, yes, in the early days. So let's move more into what people can expect at, you know, the upcoming event. So when this episode comes out, we're going to be a few days out from Girls in ICT Day 2026. What can people expect? Like, what would you say is the purpose of the Girls in ICT Day experience for this year?
This year is going to be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The theme for this year is AI for Development, okay, Girls Shaping the Digital Future. And this year we have an augmented reality competition that we've shared with our young ladies. We also have a panelist. So we have the augmented reality competition.
Mm-hmm.
Our day will start with our keynote address speaker, who is Ms. Samantha Wilson. She's a senior education officer in the technology integration and innovation sector at the Ministry of Education.
Okay.
What is so interesting about Mrs. Wilson is that she's the creator of the Ministry of Education's AI workforce.
Mm.
One would never think that a trained teacher, primary trained teacher at that, would somehow pivot,
mm-hmm,
to a space where she's creating an application. But it goes back to your question about being a tech person. She found something she was passionate about, which was education.
Mm-hmm.
And along the line, she was able to integrate and pivot and switch over to AI, which is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to see what she has to offer. She and her team will be there. They manage online school. It's, mm-hmm, a section with Ministry of Education. And so they will be managing the online platform at the event this year, as well as they will have some demo for the students in person.
Okay.
So I'm extremely excited about that aspect of things. Now, even though this is Girls in ICT Day, we're thinking about the whole person,
mm-hmm,
for this particular event. We will then have a presentation by an executive coach, Ms. Sherry Lee Pinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that because representation is important, but presentation is, mm-hmm, even more so important. And this is something we want our young ladies to take into consideration, how they present themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not just thinking about the exterior because we've invited Dr. Tamika Dames,
mm-hmm,
and she will be a part of our lunchtime session. And she's going to take them on the psychological aspect of things because representation is important, presentation is important, but, mm-hmm, there's also the mental aspect.
Yeah.
It takes a toll. So we want our young ladies to think more so about the whole self,
mm-hmm,
and not just my career.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing for our morning session. And we'll also have Zaymar there because, again, the theme is AI for Development.
Mm-hmm.
We've asked them to come up with an interactive and engaging presentation on how the orange economy is impacted by AI.
Mm-hmm.
And so this I'm looking forward to, especially.
Yeah.
So that's some of what can be expected,
mm-hmm,
this year for Girls in ICT Day.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Dr. Dames. She's been a frequent guest on Vital Voices, actually, in the past. Her and Dr. Davina Knowles Robinson, they both work, I think, out of Oak Tree and in the psychiatry space. So shout out to her.
I'm sure that's going to be a very important
session and very engaging session for the girls. It's good to hear.
We'll be right back.
Have you been searching for healing but still feeling stuck? Maybe it's stress, fatigue, long COVID symptoms, fibroids, high blood pressure, or perhaps a condition no one can fully explain. At Wellspring Lifestyle Group, we believe healing is body, soul, and spirit, with Christ at the center and practical evidence-based steps you can actually follow. Our approach is grounded in faith, backed by science and fueled by testimony. Start your journey to freedom today with the free Thrive 360 Holistic Wellness Checkup at wellspringlifestylegroup.com. In minutes, you'll get a head start on your journey. Wellspring Lifestyle Group, freedom and transformation through whole person health.
Sign- Significant cultural moments, icons, and more importantly, stories are being lost as the world beams into the future. The identity of a nation and progress are not mutually exclusive. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to tell the stories that are being forgotten through augmented reality. Create an AR trigger that brings a local landmark, cultural object, or historical event to life. When someone looks at a photo or location through their phone, digital information like text, 3D art, or video should appear. This mission will make you a digital guardian of Bahamian heritage. Resources are accessible through the Girls in ICT Day 242 Facebook page and contact Agent Cooper at 242-396-5204 for more information. Winners will be announced on April 23rd at the official Girls in ICT Day event. Good luck.
Girls in ICT Day 242 is sponsored by Alive, BPL, Focal, the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training, REV and ZNS, and is proudly presented by IRCA and the International Telecommunications Union.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
You know, who is the event designed for and what kind of students would benefit most from attending? Because I think outside looking in, people will say, well, okay, you're only coming to this event if you're absolutely engaged and interested in ICT. Is that true or is it a broader approach? What do you think?
I think it's definitely a broader approach because it's something Sophia mentioned earlier about women stumbling into careers in STEM. So why not introduce somebody to something early enough so they can figure out, oh, this is actually pretty interesting. Maybe it's something that I can follow up. So the idea that if you're only interested in the technology that you should have attend the event, no. I think any student who's interested, and personally, I feel like we should start even younger with junior school students.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel by times high school comes around, so many of them already have an idea as to what it is that they want to do career-wise.
Yeah, you know, we say that young kids now, they're born with an iPad or a device in their hand. Mm-hmm. And it's because they gravitate toward technology so easily now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I always say that type of technology is simply using your finger on a device to get to YouTube.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, and the scrolling function, but ultimately, what you want to do, I agree with Tamandra, I think we need to introduce all young people to technology very early into that space so that they don't just know how to go to YouTube to play videos, but they also understand how they can make a career in that space and not just the videos, maybe engineering or other types of fields. But ultimately, I think this event is to make sure that we capture the attention of these young women before they go to college so that they can at least understand whether or not they want to venture into that field, into college, and create a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the pivotal points in their education where they are about to make a decision on where they want to go in life. And so I think that is one of the key things with this event is trying to target young women at a point where they actually have to make a decision about where they want to go. But I do agree. I think in schools, a lot of schools are doing it now. Private schools, certainly. They are introducing their young persons to media and all kinds of things very early. You know, my niece, she's 10, and they're creating documents in Canva. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. It's a part of their curriculum.
Yeah.
And it's really to introduce them much earlier to things that we learned on our own as adults.
These kids are different. So my 7-year-old is about to turn 8. She she just always is into drawing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point, I think either me or my wife was like, well, you know, you can do this with technology as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got Fresco, which in my mind was like the baby version of Photoshop. We got Fresco for her on the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And she just went to town.
That's
and I'm
right.
like, you know, I've done graphic design. Mm-hmm. And what I was seeing her do, I was like, you can do animation.
This is correct.
And so she on her own learned how to animate her drawings. And then at some point, because she was like, well, Daddy, you're doing work in Canva. I want to know how to do Canva.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yes.
And so now she went from hand drawing most of her like birthday cards for family members, things like that, to doing it in Canva.
Yes.
And like she will bounce back and forth between the tech version and the hand,
this is correct.
You know, but she knows how to do both. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing, so then she moves, I want to do videos. And so she figured out how to get the AI voices in Canva. She got, you know, I can pull like videos from here and this sort of thing. And I'm like, okay, yeah. We can't even get into like the broader AI stuff yet. Cause you know, cause that's the thing, everything she sees. And I think that's a part of it with the kids too, though. It's like, if you grow up and you see mommy and daddy on a phone or a tablet all the time, you're going to be drawn to whatever they're into because yes. you're with them all the time, right?
It's a natural affinity, yes.
Right, and mm-hmm. so it's not like my son, who is about to turn 3, he's shown me and my wife things you could do on the phone with the camera app that we did not know existed. And I'm like, I find myself as someone who is deep into technology and I'm just like, no, I don't know what you're doing over there. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so it is that thing where I think, you know, there is an affinity that comes naturally mm-hmm. and then you want to shape it and mold it and point it in the right direction. Because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people will say, well, you know, I want to create content. And I think what's interesting hearing your lineup of speakers is that all of those things come together, right? So you could listen to someone like someone from Zaymar talking about how technology fits in that space. And you're like, oh, well, you know, I you want to do content. You have to know, you know, how to use your camera or your camera phone, how to set it up, how you get all that stuff. Then you have to know how to connect it to YouTube to upload your videos, things like that. But then you also want to know about presentation. Like, how do I present myself so that I am putting, you know, the right kind of figure out there? Because I'm still someone who's young. I have career and life ahead of me. Yes. I don't want to just be putting foolishness out there and people come and look at, because I always tell people this, and it's been years and years now. People go on your social media profiles. They go and they look at your stuff, and you come and you talk about job interviews. They're looking at all of that. And so you want to be mindful. Mm-hmm. And so having people talk about not just the nuts and bolts of how you do it, but how you present yourself, how you protect yourself. So even coming back from the psychology part of it and the psychiatry part of it, it's like, how do you protect your mental health if you're going into a space where your image is out there all the time? Yes. And all of those things come together. Mm-hmm. So people on his face, you listen to him like, well, I don't understand how this and they all connect, because there's different elements of how you put these things together depending on what your interest is mm-hmm. and how you want to go about utilizing technology and utilizing these STEM areas, whether it's for your personal development, whether it's for your career, or, you know, sometimes the simplicity of just scrolling, right? Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to hear all of the different components of that, you know? So in terms of, I guess, topics, you mentioned some of the speakers. What are there any particular topics of interest that jump out to you that you're excited about? You know, you mentioned Zaymar and where AI fits into the orange economy, but is there anything else that jumps out? Any topics that you think that people are going to be keen to hear, or speakers that they're going to be keen to hear from? I know you guys have had a lot of really interesting and dynamic speakers in the past from a lot of different fields. I know y'all had the Bahamian astronaut, I think, has spoken in the past. You've had different people in that space.
So this year, we also have a panel discussion. I always enjoy the panel discussion mm-hmm. because it's on breaking barriers in technology, something that we would have spoken about earlier. Mm-hmm. On this panel, we have Miss Christina Adderley. She works at BPL mm-hmm. in their Clifton Pear station. Not in the station, in the power plant. Mm-hmm. So she's an engineer at their power plant. We also have Miss Donisha Ambrister. Okay. She's the founder of Lucayan Technology. Mm-hmm. We have Miss Kendra Pratt. Mm-hmm. And she is the Director of Human Resources Information Systems at Atlantis.
Okay.
Then we also have Ms. Lauren. Lauren is, I can't remember Lauren's last name at this time, but she is the director at Alive Engineering. Mm-hmm. She's the engineering director at Alive. So I'm extremely interested to see what are some of the challenges they may have faced mm-hmm. or what are some of the mentorships they can provide to these young ladies.
Yeah, there's a lot of different angles represented in the panels. Yes. I think panel discussions are always a really good opportunity to get a diversity of experiences and opinions in one space and in one conversation.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Have you been searching for healing but still feeling stuck? Maybe it's stress, fatigue, long COVID symptoms, fibroids, high blood pressure, or perhaps a condition no one can fully explain. At Wellspring Lifestyle Group, we believe healing is body, soul, and spirit, with Christ at the center and practical evidence-based steps you can actually follow. Our approach is grounded in faith, backed by science, and fueled by testimony.
Start your journey to freedom today with the free Thrive 360 Holistic Wellness Checkup at wellspringlifestylegroup.com. In minutes, you'll get a head start on your journey. Wellspring Lifestyle Group, freedom and transformation through whole person health.
Significant cultural moments, icons, and more importantly, stories are being lost as the world beams into the future. The identity of a nation and progress are not mutually exclusive. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to tell the stories that are being forgotten through augmented reality. Create an AR trigger that brings a local landmark, cultural object, or historical event to life. When someone looks at a photo or location through their phone, digital information like text, 3D art, or video should appear. This mission will make you a digital guardian of Bahamian heritage. Resources are accessible through the Girls in ICT Day 242 Facebook page and contact Agent Cooper at 242-396-5204 for more information. Winners will be announced on April 23rd at the official Girls in ICT Day event. Good luck.
Girls in ICT Day 242 is sponsored by Alive, BPL, FOCAL, the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training, REV and ZNES, and is proudly presented by IRCA and the International Telecommunications Union.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
Now, I know one of the things that you guys have done in the past is you've had opportunities for hands-on experiences. I think you mentioned, what are there any particular interesting things in the hands-on space that the students are going to get an opportunity to engage with this year?
Yes. So the Ministry of Education online school team, they will be giving hands-on demonstrations throughout the event, as well as Water and Sewage partnering with us as well this year. So the intent is for them to have something that's hands-on, interactive, and engaging for the students.
Yep.
Atlantis will also have a booth at the event. So their team, the expectation for all of our participants is to have something interactive, engaging, demonstrations that the children and all of the attendees can actually enjoy.
You know, what do you hope that students will feel or take away after participating in this year's event? I'll give you both an opportunity to answer that one.
I hope at the end of it, there's a student that can say, I think I can do that. As a matter of fact, I know I can. Last year, we had a student who was just amazed at how much STEM careers there were in the Bahamas immigration sector. And it was interesting because I would have thought that the drone would have captured her attention. I thought that the presentation at the police would have done. But she said it was the Bahamas immigration. And I think they displayed the different passports and how it's scanned and all of that. And she was just captivated.
Yeah.
So I would hope that this year we have more students who are like, I didn't know. Now I know. And now I can try it myself.
Yeah. Yes. And I hope that, you know, for a lot of young people, sometimes they feel intimidated to jump into something. But I hope that when we have the forum that the young people can see, you know, I'm already doing some of these things. You know, say it's video editing or something like that. These young people are already doing this.
Oh, yeah.
My 10-year-old niece, she showed me she had to create a video in CapCut for her project. And she said, you know, come see this. I said, it's done. It was over. It was done. It was finished. It was edited. It was finished. Okay. And so a lot of the things that they may be hearing about, they're already doing in parts.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think that will help them to build up their confidence to say, you know, I can make a career out of this. I'm already doing this. You mean I can make money?
Yes.
So, you know, it's a way to really open their eyes to what is possible, what they didn't know, what they may never have experienced before, but what they may see that they can actually build upon when they go into college or wherever they go, maybe a technical college, to create a career and hopefully come back to the Bahamas and, you know, expand our industries here locally. You know, that is one thing that I hope that we always instill in the young people. It's not just to learn and build a career and gain expertise. It is also to come back home and to make sure that you contribute to the society in the same way that persons have contributed to you. To come back and make sure that you instill the same in young women after you.
Yeah.
You
know? I know a part of the event every year is the exhibition area with your sponsors and different exhibitors. You kind of started to talk about that a little bit, but, you know, I guess on the sponsor and partnership side, because obviously this is not an event that IRCA does on its own. It's not a standalone event. And over the years, there have been a number of sponsors and partners that have helped to make this event possible. So I'll give you an opportunity to kind of talk about, you know, the importance of that, the role that these sponsors and partners have played over the years. Obviously, Sophia mentioned being on the committee back in the time of being a director at Cable Bahamas. But, you know, who else sits in that space and why are sponsors and partners important?
This event, first, I'd like to mention that the event since 2020 has been a hybrid event. So not this event doesn't just cater to our students here in Nassau. Mm-hmm. This is countrywide. So we need to be able to make sure that our Family Island students always feel as if they are a part of this event. Mm-hmm. Through the years, we've had sponsorship through BTC, Rev, Be Alive, what is it, ZNS, BPL, as well as the Ministry of Education, because this is an event that is approved by the Ministry of Education. It's important to mention that because the event is held on the school day.
Right.
In recent times, we've opened the event to corporate sponsorship. And this year, I'm happy to say that we've had quite a number of corporate partners who are willing and ready to assist us with it, because this is a costly event. This is an all-day event. We will be providing these young students with not just exposure and opportunity to the careers in STEM, but we will be providing them with breakfast, lunch, swag bags, and different prizes. So we've had the opportunity this year to partner with Water and Sewage, Focal, SBDC, and then we have our major partners who would be the Rev, Be Alive, BPL, ZNS, Bahamas Free Press, that's the Tribune group of companies, as well as IRCA.
Right.
And we're always looking for other opportunities to partner with and anybody who's interested in promoting the event with us.
Okay. You know, why is that kind of support from corporate and institutional and community partners so important to the success of an initiative like this?
Because it shows that they are interested in the growth and the development of our young ladies. Everybody likes to say, but no, let me rephrase that. Sometimes we say, I support you. But we don't always put our money where our mouth is.
And also our time, right? Our time and effort. So as a corporate sponsor, it's one thing to perhaps give funds toward an event, but I don't know if we're having any internships this year. But one of the most important things that I find young people really need is hands-on working in an environment. It's one thing to learn about AI and, oh, AI is great, but when you can actually put those skills to work in an environment and see how you can support whoever it is that you're working with, I think that's very critical as well. And I think corporate Bahamas really needs to understand that they need to get a bit more involved, not just with funds, but also with their time, with their mentoring. You know, my son is doing a business class. He's 14. They've already learned how to create a slide deck. They've pitched a company. They do all of that. He works in the summers, hands-on, working with his dad. Those things, to me, are very critical for young people. They have to learn and be in the environment. We don't want to just talk to them and show them and open their eyes. We actually want them to be in the environment and work. We want them to see the importance of getting the job done as well. Not just knowing what job you want to do, but learning how to get the job done, working with other people, making a difference, creating an impact. So that's also important.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I remember when I was in college in my last year, we had a small business class. And one of the things they had us do was break off into groups, and we had to find a local business in the community. So this was in Acadia. So there were like family farms and things like that. And so we the group that I was in, we picked an apple farm that was in the area, and we got to go and meet with them, look at their books, look at their plans, and coordinate and say, well, okay, you know, this is what we think like a growth strategy would be, and you get to be in it. So to have the opportunities for those types of experiences in the tech space from being in high school, it's it's transformative because you get an opportunity to see what this looks like in real life, real world execution. Yes. And there's nothing like it.
Yes.
You, like you said, you could sit down and you could talk about AI all day, but if you don't know how to put hands to it and make mm-hmm. it work for you mm-hmm. And make it make sense, then mm-hmm. it's like the knowledge is almost dead. Mm-hmm. That ability to get in on the ground floor and learn mm-hmm. and see how it's working in mm-hmm. a local company, mm-hmm. I think is like you said, I think it's transformative.
Yes,
I agree. And to Sophia's point, Focall has offered us internship opportunities. However, the requirement is that you have to be 18 years old, if I'm not mistaken. But we can definitely say that some of our sponsors do offer summer internship and mentorship. Mm-hmm. So that's always good.
Yeah. Yes. I think it's also interesting to hear, you know, places like water and sewage and some of the things that they may be able to, because I'm familiar with like their GRS system, which is they've mapped the entire water yes. network. And that... I say that because my sister-in-law is actually the person who developed that program at Water and Sewage. And she's an engineer.
I hope you're
and obviously,
enjoying
again, this would be at a time
voices.
When you're going to have a lot of women in engineering. But
we'll
I think
like
there's
that.
A lot of cool things that people might not know that
have
exist
you been searching
in space
for healing?
That when you come to an event
still
like this, you
stuck.
Get to hear
maybe it's stress,
and see women
fatigue,
who were on
long
the ground
COVID
floor
symptoms,
at a time
fibroids,
when it was
high blood pressure,
even
or perhaps a condition no one can fully explain.
Especially in a lot of
at Wellspring Lifestyle Group. We believe healing is body, soul, and spirit, with Christ at the center and practical evidence-based steps you can actually follow. Our approach is grounded in faith, backed by science, and fueled by testimony. Start your journey to freedom today with the free Thrive 360 Holistic Wellness Checkup at wellspringlifestylegroup.com. In minutes, you'll get a head start on your journey. Wellspring Lifestyle Group, freedom and transformation through whole person health.
Significant cultural moments, icons, and more importantly, stories are being lost as the world beams into the future. The identity of a nation and progress are not mutually exclusive. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to tell the stories that are being forgotten through augmented reality. Create an AR trigger that brings a local landmark, cultural object, or historical event to life. When someone looks at a photo or location through their phone, digital information like text, 3D art, or video should appear. This mission will make you a digital guardian of Bahamian heritage. Resources are accessible through the Girls in ICT Day 242 Facebook page and contact Agent Cooper at 242-396-5204 for more information. Winners will be announced on April 23rd at the official Girls in ICT Day event. Good luck.
Girls in ICT Day 242 is sponsored by Alive, BPL, Focal, the Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Training, REV and ZNS, and is proudly presented by IRCA and the International Telecommunications Union.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
What are some of the other exciting career opportunities within ICT that girls should know about today?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that question. Whenever you talk to young people about what it is they may want to do, anything related to technology, sometimes it's, I just want to be a podcaster or... Mm. You know, I just want to be an influencer, a content person. And I find that a lot of things with young people now is it's very social.
Mm-hmm.
It's very socially oriented. A lot of careers that they believe are on social platforms. They don't think about the background mm-hmm. stuff. You know, my son knows Mr. Beast. I know about Mr. Beast because mm-hmm. my son knows about Mr. Beast. But, you know, I say to him all the time, Mr. Beast is just the front person. He has a lot of people behind him
yeah.
that make him who he is. When he started, of course, he was probably doing everything himself.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the video editing, the photography, the all of the splicing, getting sponsors to do ads, uploading everything to all of the different platforms, all of those different things he probably did himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about looking at a finished product.
Nope.
Sometimes it's about looking behind the curtains
mm-hmm.
and deciding which of those components you really would gravitate toward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Cable Bahamas, they also have a media studio. So it is the production effort behind putting things on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Even that, you know, you may want to be a camera person. You may want to just be the video editor, but there are so many different aspects of all of these areas that I think it really behooves young people to really learn about all the different aspects. Mm-hmm. You know, AI is just AI. What are you going to do with AI? Which AI tool are you going to use? Are you going to create your own tool? You know, there are so many different aspects, and I think it's important for us to kind of help young people to learn and understand what aspect is really important to them or is really of interest to them to gravitate toward.
Fair. I can tell you, as someone who sits in the podcasting space, it's a ton of work. And just what it takes to have an episode out every week on time. And like we have it on the radio as well. So it's like, it's not just like, okay, you know, we put out the podcast on Monday. And so once it's up on Monday, we're fine. No, I have to have an episode in by Friday for Guardian to have it on radio on Sunday. And it's just like, okay, consistently having that. And how do you make that work in frame of a regular working schedule and all of these different things? And so, you know, there's a lot that goes into it. And then you talk about the technical aspect of, well, what happens if the audio doesn't sound right? Now I only have this episode to go and run this week. I have to go and figure that out. Do I have to call somebody back and basically say, hey, you know, so we had some technical issues and we need to re-record. Like all of these things that come into it. So it's never just what you see as the end product. It's all of those elements that go into it as well. And I think it's important that they will get an opportunity to see some of those behind the scenes, hear those stories, and get a better understanding. Because I think everybody and their, you know, stepchild wants to be a podcaster, a content creator.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody wants to be in that space, but I don't think they understand the depth and the volume of work that goes into it and how you become somebody like Mr. Beast. So many of the content creators that are out there in that space, you will find they start on and it's just, you know, if it's a husband and wife or it's a family, you know, and they're doing all of it themselves. And then eventually they get to a point where they hit. And now it's like, oh, okay, so you know this has to be in time to go to the video editor because or the cameraman was late and everything becomes different, right? But you grow to that point. You start, you doing every last part of that yourself, you know, unless you have money where you can get all of that up front. But it's like, that's how the process works.
And I think the biggest takeaway from even being a podcaster or anything like that is consistency is key. You know, if Mr. Beast wasn't doing what he was doing consistently all the time and just keep plugging away, whether he had one view and like or 1,000 views and likes, he would not be where he is today. You have to be consistent, even if there is one view, you know, and it's because you want to do it, not because you shouldn't be doing it just because of views and likes. You should be doing it because you want to do it and because it's important to you. And the rest of it, to me, it will happen naturally.
You have to have, I think in that space, you have to have something to offer. You can't just be a content creator and people just watching you just like do nothing, right? So there has to be something, a skill, a talent, a gift that you're bringing to the table initially that people are going to have any interest in at all. And so there's that part of it as well. You know, you can't, you're not just, people are just going to watch you walk through life. You have to have something interesting that you're offering in that space.
So are you suggesting that passion fuels consistency?
I think that passion should be the driving force, but consistency is what's going to keep you going. You know, you can have a passion for something. I can have a passion for the color orange, but ultimately, what am I going to do with that? I have to be consistent in a way where I convey how I feel about it and my passion to someone else. That requires me being passionate, but also my consistency in my delivery. And I think that is what is also important for young people. You don't just become a success overnight. You have to have a plan and you have to be consistent. And I think, you know, you have to realize that if this is where I'm going to be for the long term, I have to figure out how I'm going to keep myself going. Passion can drive that, but consistency and work ethic are also very, very important.
You know, as we wrap up, I have two or three quick questions to get through. For parents, teachers, and school leaders listening, how can they support girls who show an interest in ICT after the event is over?
So ultimately, I think one of the things that we always try to do with Girls in ICT Day is to reach back out to the young women and also to the schools who have participated in the event. We try to do that simply by saying, you know, thank you for showing up. We try to make sure that those young women also have access to the sponsors and the persons who are a part of the event in the event that they have additional questions or anything like that. And of course, we also like to reach out for feedback. You know, how did we do? What would you like to see? in the next one? Or what do you think would be beneficial for the next slate of young girls who participates?
Yeah.
So it's always important for us to try to reach back out to improve upon the product, but also to make sure that those young women have an avenue to reach out to those contacts that we put them in touch with on that day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For anyone who's still interested in participating, how do they go about registering still?
So on our Girls in ICT Day 242 page, the registration link is on the site. Mm-hmm. So they can take a look at the Girls in ICT Day 242 page to register for the event. They can also contact me at tikobot@erkabahamas.bs or 396-5204. In most cases, we've reached out to the principal and guidance counselor
at the schools.
Mm-hmm. So you can also reach out to your guidance counselor or your principal for further information.
Okay, awesome. So finally, for both of you, what is your message to any girl who may be listening, who may be curious about technology and wondering whether there's a place for her in that future?
I would just say, you know, don't think that it's just about computers, fixing computers. If that's something you enjoy, then that's wonderful. But there are so many different areas in the ICT space. And just do your homework. You know, you can, that's one thing that you could do with ChatGPT. Go and do some research on what types of careers you can venture into in that space and see what resonates with you. I think that's one of the best things that you can do. And that way, you know, before you dive into something, you really know whether or not it fits in with what you would like to do as a career and for the better part of your life. So I think that that's very, very important.
Okay.
I think for any person, any young student who attends this event, I would say, come and see what's out there. You don't know what you don't know until you know what you don't know. And if it's something that from the surface doesn't seem to be STEM related, trust me, dig a little deeper and STEM is there.
Mm-hmm.
So come out there and see how what it is that you're interested in can be enhanced by what's out there in the STEM sphere.
Awesome. All right. Thank you both for taking your time out of your busy schedule to join us today on Vital Voices. It's been a very interesting and engaging conversation. I think it's going to be very helpful for anyone who may still be undecided about taking part in Girls in ICT Day. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This has been such an important conversation. Sophia Walker and Tamandra Cooper, thank you both for joining me today and for sharing more about the purpose and promise of Girls in ICT Day 2026. Initiatives like this do more than spotlight careers in technology. They help young girls imagine new possibilities for themselves, expand their sense of what is possible, and see that they too can play a meaningful role in shaping the digital future. As always, we thank you, our listeners, for listening to Vital Voices. And until next time, stay informed, stay connected, stay well, and stay tuned for the next Vital Voice. Did you miss a part of today's show? You can catch this episode and all Vital Voices episodes online at youtube.com/@VitalVoices242. See you next week as we sit down with another Vital Voice.
Vital Voices is a production of Tag Studios and is proudly brought to you each week by our sponsor, Wellspring Lifestyle Group, where you can find freedom and transformation through whole person health.